You're listening to The Roofer Report, the ultimate podcast for roofing professionals, business owners, and entrepreneurs. Get insider access and hear about the highs, lows, and tales of triumphs from thriving business owners. Brought to you by Roofer, hosted by Pete McKendrick.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Roofer Report. I'm your host, Pete McKendrick, and I am joined today by Thais from Sains Global. So excited to have you on, and a great topic here today. I was just saying to you, like we've had a lot of our Roofer of the Months on here recently, and you know, some new startup companies, some companies that are in their, you know, first and second years, and you know, the roofers just kind of figuring things out, and been some great conversations around the challenges that they've met. And so this plays really well with, you know, some of the things that they've run across. But let me give you a quick chance here to introduce yourself and introduce the company for anybody listening that may not know who you guys are or what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, I'm super excited to be here because we are huge roofer fanatics at Sains Global. Like, we love you guys. Not only do we love the, you know, the product, the service, like everything that you guys are, but we love your team. You guys are literally just a badass team. So if you guys don't personally know the roofer team, you guys are awesome. So we love it. So I'm super excited to be here. Yeah. So my name is Thais Sains. I'm the founder and CEO of Sains Global. We're a back office support team for roofing experts and for roofing professionals. And we do everything back end from beginning all the way till your closing document. So yeah, we love what we do and we're really passionate about the roofing industry. We love it.
Yeah, it's a great, you know, it's a great service and obviously something that, you know, we deal a lot of times with small to medium sized companies. That's kind of like our bread and butter at Roofer, right? So we spend a lot of times on the phone with new companies, new startups, smaller companies. I was literally just reading in our own, you know, back end Slack, someone who works in our customer success side, dealing with talking about defining processes with some of the incoming companies that we're onboarding and the challenges that they're meeting with these guys not having such, you know, defined processes and struggling to kind of, you know, translate that into the CRM as they're setting that up with us. And so, yeah, so it's, you know, the timing is very good to have this conversation. So how did you guys get into, just to kind of give me some background here, because I know of you guys, but maybe not the backstory. How did you guys get into this spot where you guys are today and helping contractors?
Yeah. So in 2020, just Sains Global started, I'm a corporate dropout, right? So I had a really successful corporate career climbing the corporate ladder, and I went on maternity leave and I heard a podcast. I'm such a big fan of podcasts because I feel like they help change lives. And on the podcast, I heard the gentleman say, the best thing I ever did is hire administrative support virtually. And I was like, what? Like, that's cool. Kept that in my pocket. Like, just kind of thought of that. And so in 2020, COVID came, but I also was on maternity leave for 4 months. And while I was on maternity leave, husband's cousin was the vice president of Oracle Cloud Systems, right? Which is like this multi-billion-dollar company. And I told her what I was thinking. Hey, this is what my thoughts are. And she's like, Thais, you got to do it. Just like do it. Like 100%, just go out there and do it. And so while I'm on maternity leave, I have like a three-year-old and a three-month-old, and I'm literally building out this virtual company. And anyone who is alive and breathing, I would say I could help you, right? So anybody. Well, long story short, 5 months after starting my business, I resigned my corporate career. And actually, my former company became my first client, actually, one of my first clients. And so then I landed on a roofing contractor. And so this roofing contractor came to us because he was recommended to us because I feel very comfortable in the sphere of construction because that was my background, was in construction. And I was like, I sold him on something that wasn't built yet. I was like, 100%, we can 100% do this, right? Because I knew I had the right people that were so high caliber that they could totally get this done. Like Maria McMillan, my side, you know, just, she was brilliant. She helped with when I was in corporate life. And so we got a roofer and then we fell in love with roofing. Like, it's crazy. Like, we got a roofer in 2020. And then they are still with us till this day. And we've seen them go from 3 million to almost 30 million a year in this, like together on this journey. And so we've now just focused on roofing contractors. That's all we do nationwide. So from Hawaii all the way till Florida, we work with roofing contractors nationwide. So that's what we do.
Nice. I love it. So one of the things that comes to mind is I think that there's maybe a misconception of like what you guys do, right? Like, I think some people think like more like virtual assistant, but you guys are much more, right? Like, you're obviously the entire back end. And I think that that's something that maybe people don't understand the depth of what you guys are capable of and what you guys are doing. So talk a little bit about the services that you guys offer. Like, how in-depth does it get, and how much are you guys actually doing on the back end for the contractor?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one big thing about us. We're actually not VAs at all. So we're not virtual assistants. Like, we are full on. Our whole team works fully for Signs Global. So we are very high caliber trained and only focus on roofing. And so what we do for roofing contractors is from everything from lead accountability. So, right, leads that are coming in, if it's digital leads or just if your sales reps are going to leads, what we've noticed is that there is such a gap. So let's say sales reps are really good at selling, but they tend not to be very good at the administration side, right? So they're hunters, right? And so hunters go to hunt. Well, what we like to say is we're the cooks, right? So you bring in and then we're making it happen. We're cooking it. And so they're good at hunting, but they're not good at the admin side. So what we're providing is accountability for the sales reps. So like within 24 hours or less, like if they're not seeing, depending on what the client, like the client wants, if we're not seeing that their information is in the CRM, we're actually able to follow up with them and say, hey, Pete, what's up? What's the status on this, right? And we can be super militant or not militant, however the contractor wants us to work with this team. So what that provides is that provides less loss of leads, and it provides a lot more opportunity for the sales reps as well. So we're doing that. We're also pulling measurements. A lot of times we're using Roofer and we're doing the DIY for them as well, which is great. So we're pulling their measurements. We're also dropping in estimates into their estimate builder. So now as the sales rep sometimes is even going to a lead, they actually already have the estimate and they already have the measurements in hand. So really helping them succeed. Then we also help them sending out the contracts, but really elevating the client experience. Because the goal is that clients, when they're working with our roofing contractors, they go, wow, this is a world-class company, right? So yes, they're utilizing technology. They're using their text message. They're using email to automate things, to let them know the contract was sent out. But then we're also amplifying the support by adding the touch of human, like the human touch. So where we're calling the roofing contractor, like we're calling the client, and when we call, we are the client's team, and we're letting them know, hey, Pete, we see that we sent your contract out, you know, just wanted to make sure you got it. So a lot of times the two things happen there. They tell us that they got it or they didn't get it. And we typically know because the CRM will tell us that they really opened the email. And right there and then we can send them the email right there and then. And now the client's like, wow, they called me. Because I will tell you, competitors, your competitor, if you're listening to this, is most likely not following up and calling on these leads, on these contracts. And then also, if they do have questions, we're able to connect them right there and then with the sales rep that was supporting them. So that's where we're helping in the pre-sale process. Now, when it comes to during the whole process, like the cooking, right? Like, if you're working in an area where you need permits, so we're able to pull permits, we're able to schedule inspections, we're making sure all the documentation, measurements, estimates already in hand. And then we're also able to go ahead, and if you're working with insurance, we're calling the insurance company to get a status and update, right? Like, where did it get approved? Did it not get approved? What's the status? So that they're not chasing the money and they know already ahead of time, like what's happening. We can also we can also do the material orders. So I know I'm saying a lot of stuff, but like material orders as well, super important, right? You don't want to mess that up. So we are supporting and doing material orders. And then we're also able to schedule crews. We're able to communicate with your crews because our team, we speak Spanish, Portuguese, English. I'm actually Brazilian. So a lot of our team, so English is a little rough. You can kind of hear it sometimes, but when I'm speaking, but our team, we have a wide variety of language, Portuguese and Spanish and English. So we're able to communicate with your crews. We're able to schedule dumpsters. And then again, really elevating the client experience where they're getting a phone call. So they're not just getting a simple, which I will tell you again, your competitor is not calling. So if you're able to call the client, you have a leg up, like 100%. And so a lot of times the contractors don't have time to make those calls, but we do because we're their team, right? And so we're calling the homeowners and reminding them, hey, your materials are arriving on Tuesday, a reminder to remove your vehicle so it doesn't get stuck behind the material order. And then they're really thankful, like, wow, like super thankful about that process. So we're able to support them with that. And then there's a lot more that we do in the back end as well. So we can share a lot more, but I'll stop it there. But we do COCs, closing documents, we invoicing, sending out all that. We, you know, can coordinate drop ships of like gifts and edible arrangements of a client, best practice, however much, you know, if they spend $35,000 or more, stuff like that. So we're there to support them to provide world-class experience to their clients, which is the goal.
Yeah, that's incredible, because it's really, you guys are potentially taking the place of or helping to build an entire infrastructure, you know, for this person, you know, for this client, not only helping their sales, but like you said, kind of managing their production, essentially operating as their production manager, their back office when it comes to the financial end of things and invoicing and all that. So yeah, just very, very in-depth in all the stuff that you guys can cover and do for the smaller contractor. What do you find when you talk to these contractors is the biggest challenge that they're running into? If you know, obviously you guys are talking to a lot of contractors every day, you're constantly bringing in new clients. What do you find that they're all struggling with and coming to you guys for?
Yeah. So the biggest thing, when, because what we see is the roofing contractor tends to be their own bottleneck, right? So right. Either they're really controlling and they want to control every aspect, and so like no one does it as good as me, then that typical response, I will tell you, and I would put money down, they're not going to grow very much. Because they can't, they're not going to grow. But those roofing contractors who come and go, I am the bottleneck, but I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to be the bottleneck anymore. I want to streamline my administration. I want to go to the next level of growth. And they're a team, because really this is a partnership. It's two businesses coming together. It's a business to business model, right? And we always say we want to win championships. Like, we want to win, like, the Copa America. They just won. Argentina just won, right? And then you have, the, you know, Super Bowl, the World Cup. Well, how do you win these championships? Is you bring in elite players to play in their sphere of genius, right? And so our sphere of genius is the admin side, and the sales contractor typically is selling and building teams. And so together it's this really powerful house. But typically what we're hearing is, hey, I'm bogged down. But on those conversations, they're either going to realize two things. One, they are their problem, and they are also their solution, right? And a lot of the times it's just getting out and bringing in, you know, that support that you need. But yeah, we hear that a lot, like, hey, that they're, you know, it's, we hear a lot of things, actually.
Do you find that it's mostly smaller companies, or do you guys run across larger companies that are also in need of that kind of support?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we run with contractors from all different sizes. So our, like, from 5 million to 30 is kind of our sweet spot, right? Where we see where they're already maybe have some team and they just want to amplify the bandwidth without having to add additional more overhead costs or more training or anything like that. So that's typically our, where we see a lot. And then even contractors that are, you know, one to five, but we provide support for them too. But usually what we see is that if there's like a really, if they have a point of contact where they're not the point of contact, that's typically a really good place. So let's say they already have an office administrator, or they have someone, project manager, that's their point, that can be the point of contact to us. That's typically like a winning formula, right? Because the contractor needs to be out there selling, like doing what they do best, building teams. So if they have a point of contact that we can communicate with and we're working directly with them one-on-one, it tends to work really magically how everything operates.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because, you know, I think that from the outside looking in, a lot of people would think like, oh, I need to go to a company like theirs if I have no admin team. And really you're saying like, hey, we're here to supplement. Maybe if you have an office admin already, or you have a production manager already, it's actually going to be a better fit, because we're going to supplement what that person's doing and help them, you know, grow and be a little bit more efficient. So yeah, very interesting, because I would think that, you know, traditionally the thought process would be like, well, I have nobody, so I need to go get someone like like them. So you're saying your ideal customer would be like a $5 million. How about the smaller guy? Like, let's say I'm sub 5 million. Like, let's say I'm a one man show. Like, am I going to be a good fit for what you guys are doing?
Yeah. So we offer a service for you guys as well. So we have something called, that's really for roofing contractors that are doing 10 or less roofs a month. Right. And so it's more of a limited scope, because the tendency tends to be that if you are a roofing contractor that does a lot of things by yourself, there's certain things that you're really open to letting go, right? And there's certain things that you're not. And those things that you typically aren't, like material orders, we're not going to take off your plate, but we will take off a lot of the other things. And so, yeah, it's that sense of you're still very much in control of the things that you're really wanting to hold. And then the other things we can help 100%, like invoicing, insurance calls, all of those other things that are vital, we're able to support you there. So yeah, 100%, we support you if you're totally into being able to communicate as well. So if you don't communicate and you're like, no, then we would tell you, no, this is not going to work. We wouldn't want to work together, right? Because it has to be a win-win for both sides. Like, it has to be a win for them and a win for us. And we're there to really help them explode and go to the next level.
Like it. And we had a little bit of a conversation before we get started here. I was telling you, we had, you know, literally internally, we were looking at some stuff where contractors were saying like they're struggling to define their process where, you know, obviously Roofer now is a CRM. We're onboarding a lot of new folks to the CRM and contractors are really struggling to get that process down on paper and to really be able to kind of understand like, hey, I don't have a process. Like, where do I go next? Like, how do I, you know, I know I get to this step and I don't know really where to go after that or what happens if something different happens, right? So we were kind of talking about like ways that we can help with that. What do you see are some of the biggest gaps in roofers' processes as you guys are working with them? I know you mentioned, I know you mentioned follow-up, which is for me is like the biggest pet peeve. Having come from a CRM and trained hundreds of contractors, follow-up was, I used to call it the place where jobs go to die, right? Like it's yes. Like, hey, we gave this person a contract. We're going to move them to the follow-up stage and then we're never going to touch them again. You know, and we would see hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jobs just sitting idle, essentially considered lost more or less by the company because no one had ever followed up or contacted back. And like you said, something as simple as a phone call could make a huge difference. You know, I think always think to myself when you said that, I just had plumbing work done not that long ago, a couple months ago in my house. I called three plumbers. The first plumber I called went straight to his voicemail. The second plumber I called never answered the phone. And the third plumber I called texted me within 5 minutes of me calling him and he got the job. And right. That's literally why he got the job, because he was the only one that actually responded. Right. And I didn't know the quality of any of their work or anything, but because he was so attentive and he responded so quickly, I had a trust factor there of like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He's on top of his stuff. He's willing to stop whatever he's doing and talk to me and figure out if he can help, right? So what are you seeing as being like the biggest gaps in process for these roofers?
Yeah, so especially if they're kind of, okay, this is not their sphere, right? They might, again, really good at selling, not so good at administration. So their workflow, right? That's super important. So how they have their workflow set up in their CRM is super vital, because that's how they're going to be able to know the status and really know what's going on within their projects and know if it's real or not. Because I always say a CRM is like this amazing Lamborghini or Ferrari. It's an amazing, amazing tool that will get you somewhere really quickly and really sexy. Like, it's going to be nice, right? But you got to fuel it. So a Lamborghini and a Ferrari is only as good as if you can fuel it. So if you don't fuel it, it's just going to stand there and look nice. And so the CRM is the same thing. If you're not fueling it data, really good information that's actual, like active and like up to date, then it's worth nothing, right? So one thing is like they're not putting in enough notes. They're not putting in the information. They're keeping it in their head or they're keeping it in their phone, but they're not updating that information into the system. So there's a huge like area for growth there, because if they can decide to, it's kind of like this. I don't know if you've ever been to a home that's messy, or maybe if you're listening to this, your home has ever been disorganized and you're trying to get out the door and you can't find your car keys and you can't find your wallet and you can't find anything. It's very, very frustrating, right? And if you look at it and you really timed it back, you just wasted a lot of time looking for things that if you simply had put them where they belonged, you would have been out the door in seconds. You would have been, if it was a competition, you would have lost because you don't know where your things are. And so the same thing is with your CRM. It's this powerful tool. If you can literally keep it organized, which typically you do need help there, right? Like someone or a team that can help you get that organized and keep that live and up to date, you're going to be able to flow and fly a lot faster, get out the door really quickly when you need it. When emergencies come about or anything needs to happen, you're quickly able to go into your hub, your CRM. You can see where the workflow is. You can see what things are happening in that file and you know exactly the story because it's so filled with information. And so that's kind of how I think of how the CRM is and how it's not being utilized within the industry a lot within, you know, roofing contractors sometimes because they're not like, it's a really can help your pain so much if you put all the information in one location. just like we can eliminate the frustration of I can't find my car keys, I can't get to the, I'm going to be late to this appointment because you don't know where you left your wallet, right? And it's happened to a majority of us, right? And it simply would to just put it back where it belonged. And so the same thing with CRM, like put the information where it belongs. And I'm telling you, you're going to save so much time and so much headache.
Yeah, this advice is gold because we used to literally say, like, a CRM is only as good as what you put into it, right? You're only going to get out what you put in. And, you know, and one of the things that I think, I agree with you, one of the things that I think lacks the biggest is the attention to detail. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I had contractors say to me, well, I can't trust my team to do that, right? I can't trust my team to put that information in. Oh, I can't trust my team to actually use the CRM. And, you know, it's all a culture thing. But it's also that accountability, right? Like having someone like you guys to keep some, to keep the team accountable and say like, hey, you know, this information's not in there, right? And that attention to detail is so key because not only does it help you in the moment knowing what's happening with those customers, but it also helps you later on when you go to train new people, right? Because now you're seeing the areas of opportunity by tracking the details. You're seeing the ability to teach someone how to do these things because you're putting it all down. You know, like you said, it's not on your phone or in your head because that's the biggest problem that we struggle with, right? As, as an owner of the company, we know how we want it done. We know how to do it. So we just a lot of times operate under the assumption that everyone else will just figure it out, right? Like just figure out how to do it like I do it, right? Like I'll show you really quick in 5 minutes and then I'm too busy to spend any time with you. So, you know, I'm going to show you, give you this crash course and you better just figure it out from there. And so the CRM becomes a training tool, really, when it's used correctly. And I think that that's a huge piece that's overlooked. But a huge part of that is having that accountability and having those details put in there. So, yeah, that's like that advice is gold. I think it's literally probably the most overlooked part of the CRM. So other than the CRM, like obviously the CRM becomes the heart of the business, right? And like you said, I think it becomes, it should in your business become your single source of truth as much as possible, right? Like put everything in there. It should be your go-to when you're looking to find out what's going on with the company, with your jobs, with a specific job, you know, anything with regards to that. Besides that, what other pieces of technology have you guys seen become instrumental in helping roofing companies grow and be successful?
Yeah, so this is a tool that's very much used, but Company Cam is huge, right? So we see it very in a powerful way, like good images, good photos, especially if you're working with insurance, right? And so the more successful photos that we've seen is roofing contractors who haven't even have a standard operating procedure for how they want the photos to be taken. Right to left, you know, left to right, up and down. So like even so that at any moment, it is so streamlined that the whole culture of the company knows every single job I go do, this is how we take photos. And that in itself is so powerful because it saves so much time to making sure that the material orders are, you know, are accurate, to making sure that like insurance companies are approving, supplementing, approving, all these different things, just from simply having a standard operating procedure on how photos should be taken. And so when working with us as well, like every single thing that we do, there's something, a bridge. So it's like, we need to clearly understand how you like it done. And then we build an SOP based on your recording and showing us how you work it. And we're building an SOP. We're sending it to our SOP department. They're building out the SOP in written form for the client's approval so that then we can implement it. And so the same thing for photos, for your sales teams, right? Or yourself, like have a same process literally will save you hundreds of hours of headache. So photos, for example, using that tool, using that technology is super important. And if you have a standard for it, I'm telling you, it's gonna make your life so much easier.
Yeah, and this is huge advice right here because I can tell you that I know, personally know a lot of roofers that have gotten fairly successful and have very, very good processes in place and are running fantastic companies that have no SOPs written whatsoever. And so they struggle to translate that to other employees, new people coming in, to explain it to people, and to have any kind of consistency, which like you said, goes back to the whole details in your CRM, because there's no SOPs. So the fact that you guys are not only assisting to get all these things organized and accountable But on top of that, you guys are on the backside writing these SOPs for them is absolutely huge, because most contractors don't do that, right? Like, most contractors are flying seat of the pants here. They're not, you know, like, we're kind of making it up as we go, right? And we're not too concerned about the SOPs. And what they realize as they get larger, I would say probably over $10 million, let's say, right? It would be my guess. Once you pass that $10 million mark, not having SOPs becomes a glaring issue. And 100%. And then now you're trying to backtrack and essentially like write these SOPs that you should have written, you know, probably years prior. So that's a very cool feature that you guys have, like a very cool service that you guys are offering, that you're on the backside essentially writing these SOPs for them.
Thanks. And something that's very big right now in the industry is being purchased by private equity. And so we actually have clients that we work with that got purchased by private equity, and we're with them still till this day. And we're part of them being bought out as well. Like, because the company is like, oh my gosh, they have like a full back end, they have SOPs, they have standard operating processes, like all these different things. And so kind of what you said is something super powerful, is if great leaders want to empower their people to succeed, right? And not just simply like, oh, well, you figured out how I figured it out. No, that sucks. Like, bring in people and empower them to succeed. So having standard operating procedures from the very beginning of your foundation is just going to build such a strong foundation as you grow. Because SOPs can be tweaked and updated as we do, right? Like, as growth happens. So like, our clients who were at 5 million or 3 million when we started and now are at 30, well, the SOPs have definitely updated, right? And they can be updated with time, but like, their huge success comes with like, helping others have success, and it helps your team and helps you bring in better sales reps or better team members, knowing that there's like guidance to them being successful, that you really want them to succeed, makes people want to continue to be part of your company. So SOPs are vital, folks, and they're really powerful, and we personally really love them. So they're like love notes to us. We love them.
And one of the things that I think a lot of people overlook too is that having those SOPs and a solid process in place to go along with it allows you to open up the door to hiring a lot more people, right? Because now I don't necessarily have to hire someone who, you know, grew up in roofing or, you know, has worked for another roofing company. I can go outside of the industry and find someone who's just a really good salesperson and bring them on board and train them on my process, because now I've got all that information in place. I've got that foundation for them to be successful. And, you know, I think that, you know, gets missed a lot of times, is that, you know, hey, we can open up this hiring pool, you know, much, much larger if we've got ourselves dialed in here and we've got ourselves organized. So, you know, like I always tell the story of asking a contractor where he hired, and he said, I hire at Chick-fil-A. He said, I go to Chick-fil-A for lunch, and I pick the friendliest person at Chick-fil-A because I know that they have a great customer service program. And so that person is already trained very well in customer service. And all I have to do is take my process and teach them how to be a roofing salesperson. So it's things like this are hugely important to that being successful.
Yeah. And it's actually utilizing what huge companies do. Back in the day when Nordstrom was, you know, Fortune 500, I don't know if they still are, but I used to work with them. They used to coach us when we were in management to literally go and recruit on our day to day. So like, exactly, like if you're at Chick-fil-A or if you're at another store and they're really great client service, client success, you're like, okay, you right near or would be great for our company. And then setting them up for success with having standard operating procedures and processes will make that person's life way easier, because you already have the talent that you're looking for. Now just set them up for success to really elevate what they can do for your company and for themselves. Yeah,
it's true. So I guess as we start to get towards the end here, let's talk really about how do I get started? Like, how do I know that I'm the right contractor for a service like yours?
Yeah, right. One, just you have some, you realize, like, as we're speaking, like, you realize that you need help, and then you're willing to actually, hey, it's gonna take an investment. Like, it's gonna take money, right, for me to get that support that I need. But that you're really ready to scale to the next level, and you're ready to do, like, get organized. Like, you're really ready to get organized. You're really ready to sleep. I remember I was speaking to a contractor. He's been with us for 2 years now, and he, when I got on the phone with him, he said, "I have not slept. I don't sleep."
Yeah.
Like, are you ready to sleep? Right? Are you ready to actually be like happier when you get home and on your weekends you're not working? Like on your weekends, your kids can see you, right? Like Saturday, Sunday, if you're a mom or a dad, like your kids can actually like, hey, mom and dad, like, can we hang out? And you can say yes, right? Because I always think like what Signs Global, our motto is like, our mission is to help happier contractors, because happier contractors are happier fathers and mothers, and happier fathers and mothers have happier children. And I don't know about you, but the world is a much better place when the children are happy and your spouses are happy, right? It's just a better place to live in. So our mission is, you want to be happier, like, and you're willing to communicate, you're ready to extract the information that's in your brain and literally like, let's process and procedure it. Like, it's going to take some intensity. But we got it down to a science where it's just 60 to 90 minutes and we got that down. Then we might be a right fit for you. Right. And another one, like you're not an asshole. Like, right. Those different things, like those are important parts of what you, if that's you, we might be the right fit for you. Or if you have a team and you want them to focus on other areas, like for example, some of our contractors had someone that was in accounting, right, supporting them with their financials, like AR stuff, but they really wanted to do marketing. So we were able to jump in and support that. And now that individual was able to go do marketing. And so if you have team members that have other sphere of geniuses and they're bogged down not doing things they hate, well, we can do those things they hate because we probably love doing them. And then they can do things that they love. And then you have a lot more ROI. You have happier team members. And so that works really well. So if any of this sounds good to you, then we might be a good fit. And then the best way to do it is to set up a discovery call so we can see if we would be able to help.
How long does it take normally for someone to get onboarded with you guys and get rolling to where, you know, things are kind of flowing and you guys are working hand in hand with them?
Yeah. So it depends on what tier, what package they're doing. So if we're doing a full scope, typically 3 weeks, it's what we do is it's a 60 to 90 minute call with them and it's robust, but we're using AI technology, we're using recording, and we're taking information on the three different levels. Like if it's pre, during, and after sales, right? So they're broken down. We have it to a science. We show them everything there. And we'll go through that and they're going to show us how they do it. They don't have to teach us how to use their CRM. They don't have to teach us how to use measurements tools. They don't have to teach us anything. They just got to show us how they like it done. Because what our mission is to learn their DNA, right? How they like things done. And so that through there, within 72 hours, 24 hours, 72 hours, we're already building the SOP, sending it for approval, and already implementing it. So week one, we're already up and running with certain of those tasks. Full implementation for a full tier usually is like within the fourth week, we're already up and running full throttle with everything. And then if it's that other tier, which is 10 roofs or less, it just takes 2 weeks. And then we're up and running.
That's incredible time. That's really good. So,
thanks.
Cool. So if I'm a contractor listening to this and I'm thinking like, hey, this sounds great. This is exactly what I needed. I need to get on top of this stuff. How do we get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to Signs Global, SAENZ, and then global, you can go on any platform, literally Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, like our website, and we make it super friendly for you guys to set up a call. So go ahead and schedule a call with us and it's a discovery call. You'll maybe meet with me. And on that call, we'll just discover if this would be like a right fit for you and for us and just see like if we're able to help you. And if we are, we'll show you how we do it. And then we'll talk about what the investment is there as well. So yeah, that's how that works.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining me today, Thais. I really appreciate you like shedding some insight and some great, you know, insight into some of the things that you're seeing as far as opportunities and things that you guys can help solve. Obviously, a ton of services that you guys offer that can really be helpful, whether it be the full gamut and you guys are doing the full scope end to end with the contractor, or like you said, maybe you're helping to relieve some pressure here and there. You know, really just a lot of opportunity here to help out on the backside and get these guys a little bit more efficient and help them grow. So I really appreciate you jumping on and sharing with us today.
Thanks so much, Pete. I really appreciate being on with you and with Roofer. And again, if you're listening to this and you're not using Roofer yet, you totally should. You guys are such a phenomenal team and just provide an incredible, you know, measurements and CRM, like all the good stuff. And we freaking love working with you guys. So really, really big fans of Roofer.
We really appreciate that. Well, make sure you guys check out Signs Global. And we really appreciate you listening in today. And we will see you next time on the Roofer Report. Thank you, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Check us out next time on the Roofer Podcast. But until then, be sure to like us, subscribe to us, and check out all our other episodes on YouTube and Spotify.